that is concerning. That is concerning. And, you know, once something like that gets traction, it just keeps on going. And they already have a lot of control over our printers that are networked and everything else and so forth, being there on the network. But, you know, here's the part. Criminals will always be criminals. So you're just punishing the rest of us. That's all you're doing. These people will work around. They'll find a way to get around. There's a black market and everything else. They'll get around one way or another. So it's just punishing the rest of us.
Absolutely. They'll just build their own 3D printer. They'll take an old Ender 3 or something, and which isn't on the net and isn't on the cloud, and just works off a thumb drive or something and make what they want. So it's not going to stop that part of it. And again, it's a knee-jerk reaction to a perceived problem, and it, you know, it's a problem, but it's not the perceived, you know, the level that they perceive it to be. So it's like I said, you got an ingrown toenail and you cut off the whole leg to spite it there. So that's the way it's going to go. We'll see if that passes, and then you're going to get a big uproar at it, and then they're going to end up having to redo the laws, and just like California did with the lead paint and the kids' toys that went far beyond that, that they, oh, we didn't think about that. That's lawmakers, they don't think. So, you know, who doesn't want to stop ghost guns, or who doesn't want to stop, you know, lead paint and children's toys? And to, you see what it's so broad of a bill in that it wipes out everything else. So, all right, Rick, I just pulled into the driveway. I'm going to let you go in and get dinner, and then Mike's picking me up about 20 to 7. So we'll talk to you later. Thanks for the ride-along, KCYDF.
Okay. You guys have a good time, and be safe. KC, be away.